Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to Project Action on Podcast One, coming at you from the Polaris Razor Studio. Jim Beaver here, and I got to tell you, I am absolutely amped for today's show. Actually, this show and the next two shows are going to be off the hook, but this one in particular, this is one of those that wanted to interview her for a long time, going back into her previous career. Now, all of a sudden, she's on the Podcast One Network. I got the opportunity, but stoked to have Natalie Ava Marie on the show. You may know her from WWE World as All Red Everything. Spent some time in WWE on the main roster, also on NXT. She's taken some time off from her wrestling career now to focus on acting and doing movies. But now she's got a new podcast on Podcast One. So stoked to have Natalie Ava Marie on the podcast this week. I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. There's a couple spots where we got a little bit the phone breaks up just a hair. So just fair warning, it's still really, really good audio quality, but I'm kind of a perfectionist when it comes to these things. So a couple hiccups here and there, but stoked to have her. You guys are really going to enjoy this one. Thank you guys for tuning into Project Action. I'm sure with her being my guest, we're bringing in some new listeners, so welcome if you are a first-time listener. If you've been here since day one or any time, thank you guys once again for the continued support. The show is Project Action. It is all things action. It doesn't matter if it's actors, if it's wrestlers, if it's MMA fighters, if it's action sports, if it's race car drivers, stuntmen, anything action-packed, we cover it here on Project Action. Me, myself, I'm a professional race car driver and TV personality and radio and podcast personality. So, I kind of draw a lot from action sports and racing because that's what I do. But I love catching up with people in other walks of life, such is the case today with Natalie Ava Marie. So, I don't know, we've even had some, pro gamers on here in the past and things like that. So, you never know who's going to pop up. So, yeah, Natalie Ava Marie this week. The next 2 weeks, I've got professional stuntman Eddie Braun. You guys know him from this new movie called Stuntman, made its debut this past week in Los Angeles. It is going to hit theaters, I believe, nationwide later this year. But Eddie Braun, been a stuntman for years, one of the most accomplished guys in the industry. Movie about his life, and his stunt career. But also, he was the guy who, a year or so back, redid the Snake River Canyon jump of Evel Knievel's when he launched the rocket over Snake River Canyon. And you remember Evel Knievel did, he got about halfway and the rocket went, he crashed literally in the middle of the canyon. The chutes came out right upon launch, and he landed right in the middle of the canyon, pretty much unscathed, but it was a scary moment. Well, nobody's tried it since then. I mean, who launches himself in a rocket over a canyon? You know what I mean? Seriously, who does that? Well, Eddie Braun does. So we got Eddie Braun on the show coming up, in the next couple of weeks. Also, good friend of mine, Sean Whalen. You guys may know him. He's an author, Making Shit Happen, I guess is the name of his book. It's a bestseller on Amazon, by the way. But he's a motivational speaker. He's a businessman, entrepreneur, also dabbles in a little bit of off-road racing, got a massive Instagram following. Good friend of mine, Sean Whalen, he's going to be on the show as well. So looking forward to that. We're just rocking and rolling with the epic interviews here on Project Action. So once again, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure and tune in if you haven't. MAV-TV, I'm on MAV-TV every Tuesday. All fall and winter long with the Lucas Oil Midwest Short Course League. I'm your TV host there for that. So Tuesday afternoons and evenings, I'm your host on MAV TV. So make sure and check that out if you haven't already. And if you guys are just joining us, make sure to go over to iTunes, subscribe to Project Action, leave a rating or a review. And if you leave your Twitter, Instagram, @username in the body of the review, and I see that in the review on iTunes, I will follow you back on social media. My promise to you. It's the easiest way to get a follow from me is by doing that. Also, check out my other show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show. It's all motorsports, a little bit of action sports sprinkled in, but mostly motorsports and racing personalities. That drops on Tuesdays as well on Podcast One, national syndication, everywhere you listen to iTunes. So make sure and subscribe to that one as well. Check out my website, downanddirtyshow.com, where, I don't know, I've got a staff writer, Chris, and he keeps things loaded with all kinds of news on the automotive and racing world. So, yeah, thank you guys once again for tuning in to Project Action. Been a whirlwind, I guess, I don't know, past couple of months for me between traveling, doing TV, trade show season now. I got a bunch of big projects with Polaris Razor coming up. So I'm really excited to let the cat out of the bag on some of those as we get closer to them. But it has definitely been a fun ride. I'm finally back, I guess I'd say amongst the living, you know, when I actually can sleep in my own bed for once, I say back amongst the living because I've been living in hotels and in and out of a suitcase seems like all summer long. So kind of nice to be able to use a barbecue grill once in a while and, you know, have a cold beer and like, you know, it's actually your pillow every single night. Yeah, it's kind of nice, right? So it's been pretty fun for me. I've been catching up with a lot of these interviews, you know, so I think you fans of my content, my shows are really going to enjoy, you know, the next month or two as we ramp up to SEMA show and some of the trade show season that I will be at. But before we get to Natalie Ava Marie, All Red Everything, she's actually got purple hair right now, so I can't say All Red Everything, but a little bit of purple hair, don't care. Anyways, got to tell you about a few of our amazing, amazing partners here on Project Action. And you know, we got to talk about AMSOIL. You know the importance of using a good synthetic oil in your power sports equipment. But what about your daily driver? Today's downsized turbocharged engines run hotter and create more engine-damaging contaminants than ever before. Yesterday's motor oil just doesn't cut it in today's engines. That's why you need AMSOIL synthetic motor oil. Teams in Monster Energy Supercross, AMSOIL Championship Snowcross, and more rely on AMSOIL synthetic motor oil to protect their engines on the track and in the haulers that get them to the races, and so should you. AMSOIL Signature Series synthetic motor oil delivers 75% more engine protection against horsepower loss and wear than required by leading industry standards. It's next level protection that today's demanding engines need to keep them running for years. Go to AMSOIL.com/beaver to find out how AMSOIL synthetic motor oil keeps your vehicle running great tomorrow. That's AMSOIL.com/beaver. And you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do, go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you listening, could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket just may be the most rewarding thing that you do today. And you know, everybody has a favorite pair of jeans. I know I do. I know you do. You know, it's the pair that fits perfectly. It always looks great. It's the pair you wear out at night, at home on the couch, at work, wherever. They're your go-to. Do not underestimate their importance. And no one knows this better than Wrangler, the authority on jeans. Using their expertise in comfort and durability, Wrangler jeans are made for the adventurers, the go-getters, people like you and I who keep moving. Whether you ride a bike, a bronc, a skateboard, or if you're the type who walks the earth in search of something, these are the jeans for you. Classic and modern styles, a range of fits, at a price that works for you. Vintage re-releases, Wrangler has something for everyone. Visit Wrangler.com and check out their great selection of jeans, shirts, pants, outerwear for men and women. New styles, great fits. Wrangler, real comfortable jeans. All right, and we are going to roll right into this amazing interview with Natalie Ava Marie. I'd like to welcome my guest to Project Action on Podcast One, Natalie Ava Marie, who is joining the Podcast One family, or I guess joined it a week or so back. Welcome to the show, Natalie.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be on your show, and I'm excited to be a part of the Podcast One family. It's just awesome.
Yeah, well, and kind of bring people up to speed, because I know I followed you on social media for a long time. I know a lot of people, you know, you kind of, what has it been about, right around about a year since you left WWE, correct?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, well, and I know when you left there, I mean, it was part of it was like kind of expanding your brand. I mean, I guess a podcast plays right into that, right?
It totally does.
So, I mean, kind of bring us up to speed. I mean, we're going to talk about the podcast. I want to talk a little bit about your WWE career. I'm a big wrestling fan myself, so I mean,
awesome.
Yeah, they came to me with this, and they're like, "Hey, are you interested?" I'm like, "Well, yeah, absolutely." So, but
love
yeah,
that. I love that.
Yeah, so bring us in the loop. I mean, what has the last year been like for you? I mean, because you've had some movie projects, a bunch of other stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. catch fans up onto what you've been doing the past 12 months since you left WWE. Before we go back and kind of talk about your career and things like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so it's been literally, you hit it right on, like, nail on the head. It's been about a year since I left. I say, like, left. I mean, you know, you never know. I'll dabble back in maybe a pay-per-view or a WrestleMania or something. You know, just we decided to make the decision because I had just booked my first film. And, you know, traveling with WWE, you're on the road 290 days out of the year. So it's really hard to kind of put both in every single like basket. It's too difficult, you know? So, the last year, Inconceivable came out, with Nicolas Cage, Faye Dunaway, Gina Gershon, Nikki Whelan. You guys can actually watch it right now on Netflix. And it's called Inconceivable. And then I have my fashion line, NEM Fashion, which is really cool. We have sunglasses that just launched in Nordstrom. So that's also really exciting. It was one of, like, you know, kind of a bucket list of when we created the fashion line. It was like, wow, if I could get into Nordstrom, you know, I would feel so, I mean, I interned at Nordstrom when I was 16. So it kind of like a full circle type deal. So our sunglasses are now in Nordstrom. And then I have another movie coming out. It's called Action Number One. It should be releasing in the fall if everything goes smoothly, which sometimes it doesn't. So that's something to look out for as well. And then I just joined the Podcast One family, which I'm so thrilled about it because, I mean, anybody that knows me, I mean, I'm Mexican-Italian, so your girl loves to talk. So I'm really excited to be a part of the family, and it just launched our first episode last week on Wednesday, which was my birthday. So it was kind of like, you know, a whirlwind of really exciting things, and to have that as a kind of a birthday gift was really, really cool.
Yeah, well, and I know I listened to a good chunk. I can't say the whole thing. Good chunk of the first one, and it was funny that you recorded on your birthday. But one thing I love about podcasting, it's me, because I do a lot of TV and it's scripted, and you know, and I race cars, and you've got to be.
I know. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. I need to have you on my podcast because the moment that this was brought to me, I was like, "Are you kidding me? Heck yes! I need to talk to him for sure because I would love to hear all about TV, all about race car. I mean, I love, in Vegas, right? They have, I forget what the track is called, but on Total Divas, I was able to bring my dad out because one of his bucket lists to do before he, you know, passes away or anything like that, was to race a car. And there's I forget the racetrack out in Vegas.
Is it Las Vegas where you get to like rent the race car? Okay. Yeah. I know the owner of Speed Las Vegas.
Oh, no way. Okay. Yes. It's where you literally are with, professional race car drivers and you get to drive the car with them. So they're basically coaching you and you're on a real true blue track doing the deal. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Is it the same one we're talking about?
Yeah. And then, yeah, you know, it's a ton of fun, you know, and there's so many of those. I'm actually friends or partners with Dirtfish Rally School in Seattle, where you actually get to drive rally cars and you're sliding them around in the dirt and through like the trees and stuff like that. So yeah, that's another fun one. If you're ever in Seattle, let me know, because we can get you lined up there and you and your husband would ton of fun up
there. That would be a next. So I'm sure you relate to it. Like my brain constantly is going. I'm always thinking about something. Work never really shuts off. But the one time that I could fully say is when I was on the track with my guy, because if I mess up, like, we can crash. and that's exactly what you don't want to do. So it was really an awesome experience. And I have to say that I came in second out of my entire family. So
that's rad.
You know, I like speed. Plus I'm super competitive. My husband he hates doing anything, like, does not want to compete against me because it can be a card game for Pete's sake. Yeah. And I'm like, I need to win. Yeah. It gets escalated really, really fast.
Yeah. Like Monopoly, you're like no holds barred. Like it's on, right?
100%. 100%. It's on. It's on. I'm going for Park Avenue. Get off my thing. I got this.
Oh, that is too funny. No, and it's funny you say that, you know, and I'm just drawing parallels here because it's like you said, like the one thing about it I love about racing is I've got so much going on in my life. It's the one place where I can shut everything out and just concentrate.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it's like people don't understand that because there's so much going on around you, but it's like the one place I can focus and like shut the world off. And like in this day and age, like being able to shut the world off, that's a tough, tough thing to do.
I agree. And I have heard, you know, one of Jonathan's best friends, he took up race car driving as well as just like a hobby. And he would always say, you know, because he runs a really big company. So he blessed that that's where he's going to be able to go and really shut everything out for, you know, those moments that he's on the track. And then finally, I didn't really comprehend and understand what exactly actually went out there, and I was like suited up and everything. It was just really a cool experience. Like you're on like a natural high for sure. As soon as I got out of the car, I was just like, wow, this is like where it's at.
Yeah, well, it's funny too because you put the helmet on and stuff like that, you like start feeling like a superhero, and like you just
oh my gosh, totally.
So, well, I got to say, though, I mean, like, we're drawing parallels here to the WWE. Like, you walk out, your ring music hits, and you've got to have, like, I mean, I've been to, you know, WWE shows before. Like, there's got to be an adrenaline. Like, you walk into that arena, and you've got, you know, 25,000 people's eyes on you. That's got to be a rush.
Oh, my gosh. For sure. I mean, it's not only that, but if you're performing on, like, you know, Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, Monday Night Raw in particular, it's like live television. And not only that, but you're in front of thousands of people. So it's one of those, it's the craziest experiences that I've ever had in my entire life. I mean, I was a part of WrestleMania in Texas, and that was just like 110,000 people. I mean, it was insane. Like just to have that rush, like you said, the moment we walk out of Gorilla and you're just like, wow, this is really happening. Like, please do not trip. Please do not fall and keep it together.
Yeah. Well, and that's like, you got to stay in character too for that. And I know like a lot of your career, you played a heel, right? So it's not, you can't walk out there with a smile, even though inside you're smiling. It's like, you got to keep face on, right?
No. Oh my gosh. And you know, for me, my character was a complete bad guy. I mean, a complete, basically kind of a bitch. I'm sorry if I'm not allowed to.
No, you're good. You're good.
Okay. So to really like have that, all those emotions like running in, you know, it's like you feel like a little kid because you want to kind of smile and like wave, especially if my parents were there or anything, but you know, because I'm playing the character and I have to really like keep in the Eva Marie persona and really play that up, or else, you know, it's for the fans.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to go back because we'll talk about the podcast here in a minute and more, but
yeah,
I want to talk about kind of your gateway into WWE, because I knew you growing up, you played soccer, correct? And you played college soccer.
Yes.
And I know, like, just reading a little bit, I mean, there was a little bit of a roller coaster, you know, with your soccer career in college, right? And I mean, you know, kind of take us through that, you know, and what you learned from that you were able to carry into, you know, your success now.
For sure. You know, growing up the youngest of all boys in a Mexican Italian family, it was like destined. I was just like this competitive person, like right out the gate. You know, I always wanted to be my brothers no matter what it was. And immediately, like, I was just drawn to sports. Like, yeah, I didn't have him on the podcast because, I mean, anybody that watched Total, like, he's just so full of life and extremely loud, very Italian. He knows. You ask him, he's like an encyclopedia for sports. Like, you ask him anybody, he will give it to you, and he'll give you their stats or where they played in college and stuff like that. So growing up, it was very much like that was my destiny, was to be a professional soccer player. That's what I really wanted to do. And then, you know, things happened. I tore my ligaments in my ankle and then, you know, had to rehab and come back from that, which I did, but then I was never really the same. I lost a lot of confidence and just, you know, little trials and tribulations. But what I can say, after I got through college and playing a sport, you know, I think it's one of the best things for a child, especially because it teaches you like camaraderie. It teaches you how to share, how to play a team sport. It teaches you how to win and it teaches you how to lose. Because one of the things like that I was taught when I was really little, you could always tell who's winning, you know, and you could always tell who's losing, but to be the person that is the same, win or lose, obviously, you know, behind closed doors or whatever, you can have your moment of whatever emotion is running through your body. But to be a good team sport to the other team or, you know, in the public eye is so, so important because obviously everybody loves to win, you know, nobody likes to lose. So it's just really taking that on as well, because no matter what, especially through all the trials and tribulations that I've been through, you know, there's a lot of peaks and valleys, but it's trying to stay as consistent as you possibly can without showing, you know, too much of when you're losing to not be a poor sport, basically. So, you know, playing a sport was, I have to say, it really just like really shaped me into who I am today, especially just like I have the competitiveness and everything. And then when WWE came to my attention, it was like, oh my gosh, like this is everything. I mean, I graduated with a business degree, and then once I graduated, I didn't use it whatsoever. I was like, you know, I'm not ready to go into the corporate world and all of this. So I moved to LA and then, you know, dabbled in modeling and acting, and I really fell in love with it. I mean, I am, like I said, I am the youngest and only in my family. So I was constantly like entertaining and like, I guess you could say center of attention, shocker. As soon as WWE came into LA, cause they would do these diva searches and go to like, you know, major cities all around the world. I got the audition for it and I was like, oh, okay. I wasn't quite sure. Then when I went to the headquarters in Los Angeles, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is like WWF when I used to watch with my brothers, you know, Hulk Hogan and like that era. So then I was like, wow, if I could get this job, it would basically be everything that I've always wanted to do infused into one. So not only do you have to handle all the physicality, but it brings back that competitiveness and that after I graduated and hung up the cleats, then I got to entertain my characters. So I'm essentially acting and then travel the world and perform in front of live audience. It was like, dude, this is the jackpot. If I can really do everything that I've ever wanted to do. So with that being said, then I went to, you know, I had an audition and it was kind of like a cattle call. And I was used to that at the time because that's kind of just the name of the game. You know, you go out to LA and you do a lot of auditions, you get told a no a ton of times and you just keep at it. So with WWE, the same thing happened. I went to an audition, I got a call back, then got another call back. And then my fourth call back, it was a big one where it was in front of Triple H and a lot of the yes men. And there's a lot of, you know, you're really getting like, you know, recorded and it was kind of go time. And then from there, I made it through that round. And then it was the, all right, well, can you handle a 4-week in-ring physicality test? And then my first day that I walked into our, I guess you could say tryout essentially, and had to hop in the ring. It was such a thrilling experience and also humbling experience too, because I consider myself an athlete. So I was like, okay, I got this, but I'm a field athlete. So wrestling, and I don't have a wrestling or any type of, you know, gymnastics or dance or anything. It's so many different forms and movements that I've never done before. So even doing like forward rolls was like, okay, what is this? Like my body, everything was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. But I fell in love with it. And then I just went balls to balls for 4 weeks and then ended up with a developmental contract. And all that really meant was, I always explain it kind of like the minor leagues of baseball, AAA. And all that is like, you get this contract and then, you know, now they have NXT, which is totally exploded and is expanded in its own brand and is doing like amazing. And you move out to Orlando to work on your character, learn the craft, and then hope on Raw, SmackDown, which is what everybody is, you know, aiming for, just like in Major League, like anybody that's in and hoping to get. So that's kind of how everything kind of happened. But within that period, after my developmental contract that I got, they were like, no, will you go on to this other interview because you're in Los Angeles? We can't really tell you too much about it. But will you go? And I was like, yeah, of course, no problem. No biggie. So I go and it was like their studio. And I go in and I sit down and basically get asked a million questions just about my backstory, my life, and how I was raised, and all of these different questions. And 3 hours, we finish, and producer, his name is Russell, and he still produces for Total Divas now. He goes, you know, just to let you know, if you end up getting this job, your life will change within 40 hours because this project is moving that fast. So I was like, oh, wow, okay. So I had this feeling, and I've only had this feeling twice, and I'm ready for another time. I want it to come back to me. So I'm putting it back out in the universe. I want it again. Where as soon as I walked out, I was like, holy shit, I think I got this. And whatever this may be, because I didn't know, because they didn't say exactly what it was, you know?
Yeah.
So I call Jonathan at the time. We weren't engaged, and he wasn't my husband, but I call him. I say, you know what? I think I just got this job opportunity. I'm not quite sure exactly if I do or if I don't, but they said if I do get it, things are going to change really, really quick. So him and I, we jump in the car. I'm from the Bay Area. We drive up north to see my family. He had not met my parents yet. He meets my dad for the first time. He asks my dad for my hand in marriage. And this is on a Friday. On Saturday, I get a call saying I got the job. And they also said, you know, by the way, would you be up for changing your hair color because too many dark haired girls on the roster right now? We don't want to get mixed in, you know, the kind of mixed up with them. And at the time, I already blacked out because as soon as they said that I got the job, I didn't even hear anything else. You know, I was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I like go back into the house. I tell everybody. It was just this like crazy, crazy Monday. So that was Saturday. So then Jonathan asked my dad, my hand in marriage on Sunday. We drive back Monday in a salon. They put like red highlights in my hair. And on Tuesday, I'm off to WrestleMania.
With the red hair, I mean, that's become kind of like your calling card in wrestling, right? The all red everything. I mean, shoot, you even had like, what, a Barbie doll there for a while. Like, I don't want to say Barbie, but they did like the whole, like, you know, women's wrestling line and stuff like that. I mean, here's the Ava Marie with the red hair. I mean, that's almost become like your token thing, like your signature, right?
Oh my gosh. The moment that I landed in New York on Tuesday, they looked at my hair and they were like, oh, that's not, you know, we need you something completely different. You're still dark. So when I'm in New York, that's when I made the call. You know what? They wanted me to go platinum blonde. And I was like, oh, no. No way that I could do blonde kind of high school. It was really not good for me. So, and that's when she had like crazy, bright, awesome red hair. So I'm sitting in the salon and I was like, you know what? Go big or go home. Red. And then I went red, and it was like, oh my God, all the girls thought I was going to get fired. It was a really big deal. And I was like, obviously, new kid on the block, literally, you know, coming from a trial and immediately just put red on the main roster. And then this brand new reality show, it was kind of craziness. And then, but red stuck. So it was the best business decision made just because I was able to kind of stand out. That's basically what you want to do in WWE, is have like this character that's created that doesn't look like anybody else.
So yeah, okay. So you said the red was the best business decision that you've ever made.
Yes. And at the time I had no idea that it would be, but it was like one of those gut instincts that I went with, and I'm so excited just because, like I was saying, you know, in WWE, all of it is, you know, building a character and trying to stand out and be different so that the fans can either love you or hate you immediately, you know? And like, I feel like I did that with the red hair without really knowing that's what I was doing. And looking back, I'm like, wow, I'm so happy that I went with the red.
So yeah, you were talking about your main roster call up, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it was trial by fire. Like you said, you just barely spent any time in developmental, and then boom, everything hit, right?
I really did. It was one of those, I always, you know, God brought that moment and was like, hey, this is your time, let's go. And it's one of those things, opportunity knocks, you better be ready to sprint through that door.
Oh,
because it might not come again.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you know, and you know, here you are in WWE. Obviously, you know, we kind of talked about your career and things like that, you know, and, you know, you've like you said, you've walked in at WrestleMania. I mean, you've experienced a ton of stuff. I mean, you know, and then we come to last year and, you know, you've grown so big through WWE and obviously this All Red Everything, your social media is blooming, you know, things are going off the hook. Now, all of a sudden, you know, these Hollywood opportunities start, you know, opening up. And I know you had, you know, said you looked and you wanted to be one of the people like The Rock who was able to go into mainstream Hollywood and kind of jump back and forth, you know, and take that fan base and kind of cross over. There hasn't been a female talent that's actually been able to do that quite yet, you know?
Right. Exactly. You know, I like to be the first in everything that I do. So I it's big dreams and big hopes, but so far so good. You know, I was able to, you know, get certain opportunities and having my first film be with Academy Award winner Nicolas Cage and Faye Dunaway, something that I'm just like, I still can't believe it. Even talking about it, I'm like, wow, how is that even possible, that being my first film that I've ever done, you know? So that was a really crazy experience as well. And I was trying to, wherever I'm at, you know, I try to soak up as much information as I possibly can, especially from people around me that have been in the business, whether it's movies or television, or that's why I want to talk to you too. I mean, you're a television star. So it's just really incredible to try to just kind of, you know, soak up as much as you can from people that have been doing it, you know, way longer than I have. And I'm just, you know, coming fresh on the scene.
Yeah, well, and that's it. Like, but you know, the big thing with you is like, you know, you WWE, obviously it puts you out there, it puts you on TV. You've got this fan base now. You've got these people to follow you. So, regardless of whether you're going to podcast one with a podcast or you're doing your YouTube, you know, I think you drop what twice a week there. You know, you've got this fan base built in, so that's got to help because you've got people that are going to follow you wherever you go.
For sure, and you know, it's one of those things where like that's why, you know, I can't wait to jump back over and do a little program, you know, certain little programs with WWE, just because without WWE, Natalie Eva Marie wouldn't exist at all. And that's a fact, because of Total Divas, because of WWE, because of Monday Night Raw, because of SmackDown, I was able to create a character that then put me in front of so millions of people, really, and then being able to travel around the world and then grab a fan base that I can now bring with me on this amazing journey with whatever it is that I do, you know, the support that I get. And I, you know, I put my hand in so many different things. I mean, obviously now a podcast, and now I'm really focusing on my YouTube channel as well, you know, creating, my husband and I do these, it's called Salty Saturdays. So every Saturday we drop a brand new episode and basically, you know, it's just talking about current events and giving our perspective, our point of view and stuff like that. Just like a mini little kind of talk show thing. And the reaction that I get and the love is just so amazing. And that all stems from starting at WWE, you know?
Well, and I think too, you know, and one thing I've learned with podcasting and, you know, and I've got a radio show as well, but it's one of those things where I feel like, you know, even social media and what you did on WWE was produced, you know what I mean? Obviously you guys had, you know, certain
right.
things you could do, but a lot of it was scripted. And even with like social media now, I feel like a lot of it's scripted, like, you know what works on social media and you want, it's authentic what we put out there, but it's still, you know what I mean? It's like, you can take 10 photos and pick the best one, but I feel like a podcast and YouTube, there's something more personal there with fans and things like that. I mean, I feel like they're getting the unfiltered, uncut, real you. You know what I mean? And I think that's what really draws people in.
You know what? And that's one of my main reasons why I wanted to do a podcast is because I love that. I love regular conversations. Like some of my favorite things to do is be, you know, if you're in the car or if you're on an airplane or something like that, I love podcasts. I love listening to long form conversations that aren't, there's so many YouTube videos that are out there that are like edited amazingly where I'm like, whoa, this is insane. Like the editing behind this is bananas, where it doesn't feel as like connected just because of that reason, you know? And so with podcasts, a true blue grasp on that person or whatever the conversation is, you know, that they're having.
Well, and I know too, like with your podcast, I mean, we got, you know, that's part of the reason why we're having on you on here is, you know, to talk about your podcast. I know you've got episode number one in the books. I think a lot of people going in, they didn't realize, hey, what do we expect? I mean, I think the easiest thing for you would be to phone in friends, you know, all your friends that are in pro wrestling, and not to say you're not going to do that, but you're branching out, you know, you want to talk, you know, to different people from all walks of life, right?
Oh my goodness, for sure. I mean, that's what you definitely, I must, you're a must, you have to come on the, on my show, because I have so many questions and I'm just like really intrigued.
So, I mean, obviously you got the podcast cranking, you got YouTube channel cranking. I mean, what's, you know, what else is on the horizon for you, you know, in the near future?
First influencer collaboration that drops actually tomorrow, which is really cool, with Tila Dunn. So, we created a special sunglass for her. And for her fans, she's a big YouTube star as well. I actually met her on my second movie. And just kind of, you know, going with whatever comes my way. You know, I don't like to be put in a box. And I mean, I'm sure anybody who's listening that ever watched Total Divas, they already know that's definitely true. And I kind of just want to kind of put my hand in everything, kind of a global domination pretty much.
Well, and I know that feeling, you know, it's like you hate to have all your eggs in one basket. You know, I'm one, I've got my
100%.
Hands in, I got my hands in a million different cookie jars, right? Because if one cookie jar all of a sudden gets empty, at least I got a few more that, you know what I mean,
that's
I can pull from.
Yes.
So
you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what I'm talking about, because it's a sure thing. So it's like, you know, putting your little feelers and putting your hand in as many things as you can that you love to do. Why not?
Well, I appreciate the time, Natalie Eva Marie. Definitely enjoyed the first podcast. Looking for many more to come. Thank you for taking the time to come on the show. We'll definitely definitely have to do it again soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bam! Just did the thing. All right. Awesome. Catching up with Natalie Eva Marie. Stoked to have her on this show. Chances are you may actually hear me on one of her shows coming up very, very soon. So be on the lookout for that. We're going to try and knock that out. Be fun going on her show with her husband as well. You know, they do a great thing. Definitely check it out here on Podcast One. I don't think you'll be disappointed. And if you like her show, if you like my show, you're going to love the new Underdog Sports Network on Podcast One. Join Chris Hornwell and friends each week as they cover the biggest stories in sports on The Underdog. Examine football news year-round with The Underdog Sports NFL Show. Learn more about former NBA players on Tales from the Association and fight it out on You're Wrong and Here's Why. Check out all the exciting shows on The Underdog Sports Network every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And thank you guys for tuning in once again to Project Action. Make sure to go over to iTunes, hit that subscribe button right there to Project Action, as well as the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Big thanks to Amsoil, Wrangler Jeans, Geico for sponsoring today's show. Once again, it's at JimBeaver15. You can follow me on social media, and love to get those follows on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Got a Facebook group. Also got a second Instagram account called at Down and Dirty Show. But thank you guys for keeping it locked and loaded here. Lots of fun to come. Eddie Braun, Sean Whalen, next couple of guests here on Project Action. I think you guys are going to really, really enjoy those. And we will see you guys next week with some more Project Action here on Podcast One. Be safe. As always, game on.